The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In this episode, we talk about feeling dead inside. We talk about being introverts, social distancing, getting out of a rut, and what all of this has to do with evolution.
Welcome to the podcast where it's all about living your love story and making your life a story where love wins. My name is Sienna.
And my name is Toast. We're married and we've been partners in life, love, and music since 2001, over 20 years. On this show, we share our life as an Asian American lesbian couple.
Some of our favorite topics are positive spirituality, holistic health, sometimes cats,
lesbian alert,
and other things we hope are entertaining, uplifting, and helpful for living your love story.
So here we go. Welcome to our home studio in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome, everyone.
Coffee. Welcome. Coffee. Talk to me.
Yeah.
I've got to finish up my coffee here.
Thank you for joining
us.
Iced
coffee.
Today, we are going to be talking about why you're in a rut. Our human need for novelty. But before we get into that, I wanted to just share that I am so excited for something novel coming up, which is tomorrow.
For us. Whoops.
In terms of...
Excuse me.
Excuse you, Toast.
An alarm went off.
In terms of just doing something different.
Different for us. So
different for us.
We are going to drive out to Oregon City, home of the end of the Oregon Trail Interpretive Center.
And if you are like us, and you love museums and historical things and history, then this is the kind of level of date that you could expect. This is what we really get excited about, which is it's kind of funny to me.
You're so cute. You kind of have a smile on your face like you're kind of amused at us.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess a lot of people like this kind of stuff.
I think so.
Right?
I think
people don't admit it. I don't know. I love it. Okay. But the point is that, you know, since 2020, Toast and I have just, I mean, I think in general, we're introverts.
Absolutely.
In general. And so 2020, although it was a hard adjustment, it wasn't as hard as maybe other people who are extroverts, who worked outside of the home. We worked at home, we're introverts. So it was, you know, it wasn't as hard of an adjustment. But I will say we have allowed that type of living to extend all the way, all these years, all these past years. And
it's been years.
And we are doing it differently. If you've heard some of our other podcasts, we are doing it differently this year. And one of the things is we're getting back to our dates, not just our at-home movie dates, like our getting out of the house kind of
dates. Those are cheating dates, right?
And so I'm really
excited. Not even board games.
I'm really excited to go
at home
out. And we have been doing more of that, but we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to the topic.
Okay.
But what else? What is the Interpretive Center? Oh, I did want to share with the people.
Okay.
That what I'm excited about with, what is this, the end of the Oregon Trail?
Mm-hmm.
What I'm excited about is Toast and I, whether you would believe it or not, we are fans of the show 1883 and the next installment of the show, which is 1923. And it's about a family that actually traverse the states to and towards Oregon to create a whole new life. And if you haven't seen it and you like those tales of just, you know, the family roughing it and the hardship and the pain, but how much love there is throughout the whole thing with people dying, people losing their car, their horse dying, then you might enjoy this series.
It's the modern Western.
Yes. So it's exciting because they were headed towards Oregon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though they landed, they ended up
settling.
Don't
spoil it for people.
Oh, okay. I won't. But it's exciting. It's exciting.
I mean, maybe, well, you know, those shows are spinoffs of another show called Yellowstone.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know how much of a spoiler it would be to find out. They actually
because
didn't
Yellowstone
make it to
is
Oregon.
In Montana.
Okay. Anyways.
Anyhow, so it's exciting, all
okay.
of it.
Oh, well, I'm really curious, and I would be actually pretty delighted if there's another spinoff that comes out
mm-hmm.
that will be 1963.
Yes.
You know, because mm-hmm. we're starting from 1883. Is mm-hmm. that what it was?
Mm-hmm.
Was it 83?
Yes.
Okay.
I will fact check that.
Okay,
while you
yeah,
chat.
Fact check that.
Chat with our friends. Go ahead.
Let me
fact check it. Go ahead.
What I appreciate about the series is that because...
Yes, it was.
Okay. Fact checker. Mm-hmm. All the mini hats that we wear here. Our own fact checkers. So 1883, you know, forward 40 years. 1923 is a series mm-hmm. that's out now. So if they go forward another 40 years, mm-hmm. 1963. And I just appreciate... It's that history nerd part of me that just appreciates putting our time now, our generation, into context and into a
yeah.
larger piece of history. And just to realize, like, all of the things that can feel like such big deals mm-hmm. to us here and now, all the dramas that go on in our individual lives and even
yeah.
as a society. And it's like, it, in a way, it's actually such small potatoes.
Right.
Like when you look at the long stream of history.
Try not taking a bath for weeks on end and wearing a corset and a giant dress. Like, that's one of many things. But anyways.
Okay.
And talk about variety and adventure for these people and families,
yeah,
right?
Life or death.
Like, geez. Okay, so let's move on to our topic. All right, so... First of all, let me just say that this topic came about because this is something that Toast and I have struggled with. So as we share some information with you today, we are also like sharing it with ourselves, like reminding ourselves, because this is something we have battled, especially
rutting.
Since 2020. Yes, rutting, like full on rutting it. And I will say that there has been a recurring conversation in our household where I am telling Toast, I'm at my wit's end, and I am telling Toast, I can't handle this Groundhog Day. Every day is the same day. We're living the same day every day. And the feeling, it's such a complicated mix of feelings that I have when I'm exclaiming that, because I'm uncomfortable. I'm not satisfied. I feel dead inside. And also, I am very grateful for the fact that we have jobs, we have an income, we have a roof over our heads, you know, all of those things. Now, some people might argue, no, there's no way you can be grateful and feel those things. So yes, true. So not at the, simultaneously, but I do have I very much have gratitude mm-hmm. for where we are in our lives and what we have and the people in our lives and all of that. I really am. So this isn't about gratitude and just trying to be like better at being grateful. But this Groundhog Day feeling and this repetitive conversation that we've been having always came back to, we do not have enough variety in our lives. And so because of that, my sense of well-being was compromised. Like, I did not feel well. You know, I just wasn't feel. I felt like, what?
That's the dead life. Inside feeling.
Yes, yes. I didn't feel well because I was feeling dead inside. Yes. Yeah. Despite, you know, still doing things I loved, but it was the same things, you know. And so that's what brought this topic to the forefront today, and that, you know, people might benefit from hearing this again, because I think most people in general have already like done the work to unrut themselves since 2020. I think many people, they're already out there. Mm-hmm. Many people we know, they're traveling, flying all over the
place. Like, what COVID? What's that?
Right. Yeah. So I think most people have already done it. We're taking a slower route. Mm-hmm. But just the changes that we have made so far in unrutting ourselves, I feel a tremendous difference. Do you?
Yes.
You hesitated.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble. No, I do. I do.
Yeah, you know, like, what? I just feel happier. We go and we do something different.
I'm just preoccupied. Like, oh, sorry. I just have to.
What happened?
It has gone unsaid until now.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
But I just have to acknowledge that the rut.
Yes.
Or rutting.
Yep.
Has another meaning. When deer are in heat and in the mating season, that's called the rut.
Oh.
And when they're rutting, referring to sexual activity of deer and similar mammals. So that's kind of just been, you know, in the subtext of background. So I just wanted to acknowledge that. So we're not using the term in that way. That's all.
Wait, now Toast, I did write a blog that I quoted rutting, because I was just using the way I like to talk.
That's fine.
Let's be sure to adjust that.
We can make a little joke.
Because I did not know about the deer and this issue. Anyway. So thank you. Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Sorry.
All our deer people are like, whoa. Anyways.
But yes, no, I have noticed a different facet, more dimension to our lives. And so it's a good thing, and we're grateful for it. And let's talk about it some more.
And here's the thing, too, that I thought was really interesting. So because as creatures of habit, when you're used to being in your rut, anything that will unrut you, there could be resistance, especially for an introvert. It's like, oh, well, we don't have time. Or no, I'm so tired from the work week. I don't want to go and do that on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. But here's the interesting thing. I have found that as we've gone and spent a whole Saturday doing whatever it is, or a Sunday for that matter, it actually energizes me. Mm. It brings me back to life from the dead. So
the dead inside the well-being goes away a little bit.
Yes, and that's the whole exciting thing. So I know you want to say something, but let me just cap this with a psychology professor at the New York Department of Psychology, Catherine Hartley, has said people feel happier when they have more variety in their daily routines, when they go to novel places and have a wider array of experiences. So I love that is actually documented.
And you have experienced that. You can raise your hand and say, yes.
It has been quite energizing.
Yes. I'm a people and I have experienced that. Yes. That's true.
Yep. Yeah. What were you going to say though? You were like, and I was like,
oh gosh, let me just finish. I honestly forget what I was even doing.
Okay. It seemed
in that
really urgent.
Very instant.
Okay. All right. You'll remember it.
But I know we were going to talk about Rat Park. So is now a good time to talk about Rat Park?
Oh, yes. So when Toast and I would have these conversations where I'm like, it's Groundhog Day, we need Rat Park. That's part of what I would say to her. We need Rat Park, because years ago, Toast told me this about this study. So tell them about Rat Park.
Yeah, I forget how I first learned about it, probably in a podcast. But there were these series of experiments done back in like the 70s or 80s. It was a long time ago.
Okay.
The series of experiments done with rats.
And I think we've talked about Rat Park before in the podcast.
Probably, yeah. Probably. And they were doing experiments about drug addiction, and I think they used morphine, and they were seeing how addictive morphine was to these rats that okay. could self-administer morphine, like, you know, tap
like a drip.
Tap a lever and get it somehow. And in these particular series of experiments, they had morphine available to two different groups of rats, and one group were rats in, you know, I guess what you would imagine as typical lab cages, where it's just, you know, a sterile cage. So it's not Disneyland for the rats. It's just like a jail cell, okay. right? Aww. They're just, you know. Yeah. And then the other group of rats were in what was called Rat Park. And it was like Disneyland in the sense that
there were things to do.
They had a spacious, and they had other rats to interact with, and they had, like, you know, those hamster wheel type things, and just environmental enrichment. It was like a park.
Yes, yes.
And I mean, kind of predictably, the rats in Rat Park were less likely to become addicted to the morphine compared to the rats in the cages, where it's like, there's nothing else you're going to do.
Right.
So you may as well just get your pleasure from the drug, because what else are you going to do?
Aww.
And I know that there's been like probably overuse of this particular scientific example to illustrate the importance of our social, you know, enrichment and all that and how important it is. But I think each of us as individuals can speak to the overall point of feeling better and healthier and just having a greater sense of well-being when our lives consist of relationship with other people and social, you know, wider social ties and activities
and, that is why.
And tasks and responsibilities and things we need to show up for instead of just sitting around and no contact with anything else.
Right. And that's why 2020 was so hard, because not only did we just have to hunker down and be in our own sterile environments,
socially distanced,
but we were also, we didn't have the people around us.
Right.
And so it was, you know, all of those things.
It was an interesting mix, because at the time, yes, we had that, the social distance. And obviously, especially for people who live alone.
I know.
That's the worst, right? But at the same time, it was novel.
Yep.
I mean, there was a lot
in the
of
beginning,
variety.
Yes.
It
yes.
was brand new. So many things were brand new. So
and
it was
introverts
interesting.
Were throwing a party. Like, oh, yay, I don't have to go and see that person. Yeah. I can just be by myself. Yeah. So, yeah, that's so interesting. And that's why I love, you know, that example. And it just left an impression on me, because how many times have I mentioned Rat Park to you?
Yeah, that's part of
it's part of our language, right? Yeah. Rat Park, which we have renamed now Cat Park.
Yeah, we use it interchangeably, right?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because I keep forgetting we renamed it Cat Park, and I keep calling it Rat Park, and then you say we're calling it Cat Park, and I said, oh, Rat Park, I mean Cat Park.
But why did we feel like we had to change it away from Rat Park? Because we felt bad for lab rats?
Because we didn't want rats. We didn't want to manifest rats.
Okay.
So we may manifest cats.
Oh, my gosh.
Which we've already done once in our lives. Anyways, back to it. So, yes. So studies have shown that having that kind of variety and novelty in our environment, in our life, helps us to be happier, excited, even feeling stronger and oftentimes relaxed or attentive and focused. So I love that. But before, you know, before diving in even deeper, I want to just make sure everyone knows, and this has a little bit to do with the teeny tiny goals.
Oh, previous okay. episode?
Yeah, previous episode, teeny tiny goals. What number
was,
is that?
Which was episode 148, Do It Different.
Okay.
Using teeny tiny goals okay. to make bigger changes.
Because it doesn't, so when we're saying having a need for variety, a need for novelty, it doesn't mean like, oh my God, when am I going to find time to climb that mountain way over there and have this? You don't have to create such a big adventure.
You don't have to buy expensive, hard to get concert tickets.
You don't have to do that. Even the smallest change, the smallest drop of variety, of novelty, will bring something beneficial to your well-being. Just the smallest amount. Some variety to your physical or mental routine is going to be beneficial. So don't be overwhelmed. If you've really, if you are in a rut, just start small. Just do a small thing. It could be a different, it could be like if you're a 9-to-5er and you don't work from home, it could be just taking a different route home. Hmm. That creates variety. You have to be more present because mm-hmm. you're like, oh, this is a different route. Do I turn here? What do I do? And that's going to create a stronger sense of well-being. At least start in that direction. Mm. And then the more things you decide to add on to the novelty, you know, you'll be on a nice track of creating your own rat park.
I guess that's a positive thing about the glut of content that is available to us now in the form of
yeah.
podcasts yeah. and, you know.
I mean, I think that's what most of us turned to in 2020, right? It was like, let's go on social. I mean, that's when all the online, more of the online businesses started booming.
Yeah. But I'm just trying to think of other examples of like, you know, small things, like maybe even cooking a new dish.
Yep.
Right?
It can even be adding a different fruit. Trying a different fruit this week. You always get the grapes and the oranges. It could be like, what is this fruit? I don't even know what it is. I'm going to buy it.
Trying a new coffee place.
Yeah. Like, for instance, we were recently gifted a box of tropical fruit.
Variety pack. All kinds of these weird fruits.
And there are so many that I've never seen. And both Toast and I, being born and raised in Hawaii, it's like, okay, I know this one, I know this one, I know this one and this one. But what is this one and this one and this one and this one? So it's even just that is creating variety for us mm-hmm. and is going to be part of our novel experiences to add to our sense of well-being. Yeah, so there's so many things you can do, you know. So
we've started looking, as part of our dates and stuff, is looking at neighboring cities or even just neighboring neighborhoods.
Yeah, and this is a neighboring neighborhood for us.
Yeah, and kind of playing tourist.
I know, it's so fun to play tourist. I love it.
Seeing what's out there. Yeah.
That's fun. You can even, something we have on our list is visiting a few gluten-free donut shops and cupcakeries. That's exciting because I love those things, and to find gluten-free and grain-free options is super exciting for me because it's very rare.
And to support local business.
Yes. So we have that to help create novelty. Mm-hmm.
I think something funny to do is, oh man, there's so many on YouTube. Mm. You can find all kinds of workouts.
Oh yeah, trying different workouts.
Yeah, you know.
You think you're not a, you know, high intensity person? Try one. Try a 10-minute high intensity. Mm-hmm. What is it called? High intensity
interval
training. You could try that. You could decide to watch a different genre of movie that you think I don't like it, or in a genre you do love, and just pick a new show mm-hmm. without reading what it's about. If you love thrillers, go to thrillers and just pick one and then watch it. I've happened upon many great movies that way, just by picking it and not, you know, diving too deep into what is this about? What is this about? Like just the other.
Just press play.
Yeah.
It's, you know what that reminds me of?
What?
Back in the day when you had to like go to the music store and buy like a CD.
Tower Records.
Yeah. Buy a CD mm-hmm. in order to hear the music. Like you had to pay for the album first and then go home and listen to it and see if you like it.
Instead of getting a preview, listen to a mini preview cut of it. Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Unless you heard a release single on the radio, right?
Right.
But then you would just know the one track.
Exactly.
Yeah. So even listening to a new song, like new music comes out every single week. Mm-hmm. And if not every day, depending on if you're an independent artist, but listening to new music, there are lots of ways to bring more novelty into your life. But this is all just the everydayness of it. There is a broader, more spiritual perspective on this.
Well, as soon as Sienna started talking about this topic, And this need, this human need for novelty, it got me thinking about how it's like, well, why
do we need this?
Why is that a need? Like, what evolutionary purpose does that serve? And I mean,
that's a good way of putting it. Sorry, that's me.
Excuse you. Excuse you and your phone alarms. Yeah, because it does, I mean, I think it's fairly obvious that it does serve an evolutionary purpose. The life force, not just in human beings, but in matter itself, mm-hmm. like in cells that try out new things and hence evolve into multicellular creatures and so on and so forth. Like, it's just part of the life force.
Yeah. Yes.
At the most primal level. And the way that that force feels within us is this psychology of we have this hunger, this appetite, just this instinctual, like a drive, like a sex drive, like a food drive, mm-hmm. Like hunger and thirst. We want that. In terms of experiences, and we call that novelty. Oh, we want something different, mm-hmm. but what that is that's the life force in us, you know, expressing itself.
That's why I wonder if, like, that's why people. I think sometimes that can be why people fool around. You know, for
well,
the
it's
novelty.
A factor.
If their relationship gets in a rut.
Yes.
It's for the novelty. And I've also heard that infidelity is caused by a person who feels like they can be the person they really want to be with this new person.
Okay.
Because they don't have that. Anyways, that's a whole other
that
topic.
That is like a whole other podcast.
But I thought it was interesting. Anyways, yes. So this spiritual need and even... We talked a little bit. Do you want to finish your thought? Because you're thinking.
You can see my thinking face.
I can see your thinking face happening.
Well, it's a related thought, I guess. Is that adaptation? Like we adapt. Mm-hmm. Humans know how to adapt really mm-hmm. well.
Yes.
Like we live in every climate on Earth. It's mm-hmm. amazing how adaptable we are. And on an individual level, or take physically, like we adapt so specifically, and that's why when we sit too long, we get adapted to sitting. And then we hurt ourselves when we try to do other things besides sit. You know what I mean? Like we injure ourselves because we're so adapted to sitting. Mm-hmm. And then we can't do other things. Or like sports-related injuries even. Like if somebody plays just one sport and that's the only thing their body does is that one sport, they get really good at that sport. But then they have a hard time and they hurt themselves when they try to do other things.
Or how if you're sleeping for like 9 hours and then you hop out of bed and then you injure yourself.
Right. Like you adapted so fast to sleeping. But yeah, so adaptation happens pretty dang quickly, mm-hmm. and it's very specific. So it's on us to consciously expose ourselves to a variety of things so that we don't create these weaknesses.
Yeah.
That we're so that we're well-rounded.
Yeah.
So that we're well-rounded.
Keep yourself strong.
And strong in a more omnidirectional way, right? Omnidimensional
Very well
way.
Yes. Yes.
So that's the other thought that came to mind. It's like, yeah, you know, it's like every strength has its blind spots, mm-hmm. I guess, right? So adaptability is a great strength, but then the blind spot is if you get too adapted to that one thing.
Yeah. It can weaken you.
That's why variety, yes.
And this evolution. This is like what we've talked about in other episodes too, with like the green growing edge. Mm-hmm. You know, we're meant to grow.
Yes.
Which is why what makes us happy is not attaining the goal. I mean, you can be happy. You'll be happy. You'll be like, yay, we did it.
But not for long because you adapt.
Not long. And then immediately, you know, coming around the corner, you're looking at the next goal.
Yep.
You're not satisfied anymore. You're looking at the next goal because we are meant to keep growing. Mm-hmm. And stretching ourselves this way helps us to grow. So that green growing edge where that edge where you're comfortable and then you're just becoming uncomfortable. Because a lot of the things that are novel can be uncomfortable.
And sometimes I think it has to be.
And that's why the resistance sometimes is like, oh, well, I don't know if I'm going to like it there. I don't know. Maybe there might be too many people there. I don't know. I'm an empath introvert. Never mind. We shouldn't go. I'm going to stay home. Not from real life. Or from real life.
What do you mean? Oh, the example. It's like, this may or may not be a real example.
Said a friend.
Yeah,
but anyway.
Asking for a friend.
But so that need to grow, the need to just progress day to day, feeling like you're growing every day, that is what actually creates a sense of happiness, mm-hmm. is this feeling like, okay, I'm actually growing, which is why even if it's a teeny tiny goal or it's a teeny tiny novel experience, it satisfies that need. And so you feel better.
Yes.
You know, so if you're doing the same thing day in, day out, months on end, it's like you're going to feel kind of depressed.
Crappy. You're going to feel dead inside.
Because
you're not, if you're doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over, you're not in alignment with that life force that is pushing you forward.
That's always right.
So feels good is to be in alignment with that life force that is pushing
Even
you forward.
Even if it's scary because...
Yeah, just the right amount of scary.
I will say that I love routine. A part of me loves routine. Mm-hmm. A part of me loves routine because I like to be organized. I feel a sense of control, mm-hmm. even though you don't really control anything. And well, you do control your reaction. I will say that's one thing you control.
There's
your
some
reaction.
Degree.
But, well, yeah, okay. Maybe you don't control your reaction because who is the one reacting.
Yes.
Okay.
How philosophical do we get?
I don't even know what I was saying. What was I saying? I was thinking about...
We're talking too much.
I was thinking about Sam Harris.
Oh, Sam.
Anyways,
I
don't know what I
agree with him
say.
About some things and I don't agree with him about others. Anyway, I guess we'll wrap it up.
Whatever. Yeah, I don't know what I was going to say. Bye.
So now we know. So now we know why we were in a rut. It's because we didn't have the human need for novelty being satisfied enough.
We had a boring cage.
But now we know we put ourselves more into rat park and we
Cat
hope
park.
That all of this rambling has
it's helpful.
Been encouraging or at least amusing and entertaining to you. Listener, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed any episode, please leave a 5-star review for us. We so appreciate it. And on behalf of all the friendly neighborhood lesbians in your life, we thank you. Follow us. We are on Instagram. Our handle is Sienna and Toast. And you can look us up on the website. We put all of our show notes there. The website is also siennaandtoast.com. And as always, we encourage you to live your love story.
Life is hard, and sometimes you need a little help and guidance. I'm Laura West, host of a Guided Life podcast, and I believe that help is all around us. We just have to ask for it. The universe has a way of guiding us forward with the help of our past loved ones, angels, spirit guides, and ascended masters. On the podcast, I love to explore these ideas with incredible guests and let people know that they are never alone. Make sure you subscribe and follow so you can join me on this journey. Part of the MindBodySpirit.fm network and wherever you get your podcasts.